Over to the United Kingdom now, where it's the morning of the Tory leadership announcement. Boris Johnson is widely tipped to become the new Prime Minister. The colourful former Foreign Secretary and London Mayor is expected to defeat his rival, Jeremy Hunt, in the challenge for the top job. But Mr Johnson's arrival at number 10 is not expected to be smooth. A number of senior figures are refusing to serve under him, and he's facing challenges on Brexit and Iran. Our Europe correspondent Samantha Hawley joins me from London. Sam, is there any doubt that Boris Johnson will be the UK's next Prime Minister?
Well, not really, Sally, unless there's some major upset this morning here in London. But his team will be wanting to win, and they'll be wanting to win big. That is, they'll want to get a very substantial majority. Something around 60-40 would please them, I think, and that would give Boris Johnson a strong mandate going forward, continuing with his hard line, of course, on Brexit, and able then to choose who he fires, who he hires into his cabinet, although he has been warned that he should not stack his cabinet with Brexiteers. But very likely around lunchtime in London, there will be the 77th British Prime Minister announced, and very, very likely, Sally, it will be Boris Johnson.
Sam, what's been written about the contest in the morning papers today in London?
Well, surprisingly, it's not on all the front pages because there is other news around. But of course, most of the papers touch on this issue, rather important for this nation today. The Daily Mail, for instance, its headline is saying that Boris Johnson wants to emulate his hero, Churchill, and that he wants to turn Brexit into his finest hour. That remains to be seen if he can actually do that. Others are warning in the papers that if Boris continues along the path of ditching the UK out of the European Union with no deal, he will face a fight for his own survival. So his leadership could be very short-lived.
So what will be some of the immediate challenges for Boris Johnson as he steps up as PM?
Well, of course, Brexit is the reason, really, that he will be successful or likely to be successful today. He's taken a very strong stance on Brexit. He's been a big advocate for the UK leaving the European Union, and the 160,000 members of the Conservative Party who have voted do like, we expect, that strong stance, that hardline stance that he has taken. So the biggest task, of course, going forward is Brexit. The October 31 deadline is looming. But as I said, he also faces a big struggle there because as Theresa May struggled with Brexit because of the Brexiteers in the party, those people who really supported Brexit and thought her position was too soft, Boris Johnson likewise will face a big challenge from the Remainers in his party. So those people who don't want the UK to leave Europe with no deal in place and who will advocate against his stance behind the scenes. So he really will face a pretty big challenge going ahead. And it remains to be seen whether or not he can effectively unite the Conservative Party and even more so unite the country.
Sam, just finally, he's set to take office at a time of rising tensions with Iran. How is he likely to navigate that issue?
Well, that's right. I mean, the instability in politics in the UK couldn't come at a worse time, given the tensions in the Gulf. People will hope, of course, that Boris Johnson will be an effective negotiator on the international scene. He'll do that, they hope, with sensitivity. But Mr. Johnson's record is not great. He didn't cover himself in glory when he was the Foreign Secretary. So he'll really need to be proving that he can negotiate effectively on the domestic stage in relation to Brexit, but at the moment, maybe even more importantly, on the international stage, Sally.
Sam, thanks for joining us. That's our Europe correspondent, Samantha Hawley, in London.